Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fingernails too. Either or both of those things are acceptable to the moment. It's 7 after the hour. Speaking of the moment, Doug Steffen here with the Good Day program. And because Jay is out, Jen is in. Although there are opportunities when Jay and Jen are together, just not today. It is Jen's turn to shine. Not that she needs the polish, because she's been at it for a while, and she knows she gets it, if you know what I mean. Kind of like the discussion we had yesterday. I just treated my mouth with Balance 7 and the canker sore that I had. Even though that's not in the ad, it doesn't say, if you have a canker sore, yeah, get Balance 7. But if it's
like you get canker sores when your body's out of whack.
Yeah.
So that's right. Why we said, you know, swish it around, see what happens. And
that's right.
Sure enough.
So if you're tired of being sick and tired, Balance 7 is the ticket, if you will. And you have a great deal here if you use the code word Doug at 800-793-9039. Not that I'm trying to make a point, but I am kind of trying to make a point, right?
Hey, if it helps you, it helps you.
Yeah, code word Doug at 800-793-9039. Most people's bodies are out of whack. Just look at all the whack jobs there are in the world.
Yeah. A little wacky.
Pretty much anybody and everybody is out of whack. So the world needs Balance 7. So spread this around, okay? If you are out of whack, then where'd that expression come from, by the way? Anybody know where that came from? Out of
whack. It's just
whack.
One of many that have come out that we say.
Mm-hmm. 800-793-9039, code word Doug, if you're out of whack and you need it. So let's see, can we find a... here's somebody who's out of whack. Becky Mason.
Oh.
69 years old. She died after she married her longtime love in a race against time. So Becky married George Kelly. They weren't really looking for anything serious when they met 19 years ago, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
But they got married after she learned that she had only a few days to live.
Oh.
A good and a sad story. One thing led to another. And she said, 19 years later, we're here and we're getting married. The fact that Ms. Mason was diagnosed with colon cancer 3 years ago, she only had 24 hours to live, she found out last week. And the kidneys apparently just shut down completely. And so she thought, why not? Let's do this. So she did. The couple met for the first time, as I said, 19 years ago, dancing away. Mm-hmm. And they had nothing really. A lot of people get to be that age and don't have anything. So she passed away and they started a fundraising GoFundMe page for her. If you're looking it up, it's Becky Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
It's a very wholesome name, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yep, Becky Mason. It's a real American name. Unlike, and this does this sound like I'm a jerk? I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but trying to make my way through the names of the people playing in the All-Star game last night. I think I did see Will Smith there in the lineup, and that's about it in terms of names that I recognize.
Dodgers, though. J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, but... Okay. Mark, I don't know the Dodgers.
You said that you wanted ones that are easy to say. And you're talking about the All-Star game, correct?
Yes, that is correctamundo. I am. Yep, And so I don't even. I was watching. It was 1-1, and then I went to sleep. So what happened? The Nationals, the Americans.
You got further than I did.
Oh, really?
I had to get a nail fixed last night. You know,
oh, no. Broken nails? Oh.
I've got the news, though. It was 3-2. The National League won.
So that's the first time in a long time. That's right. The United, they always used to win when I was a kid, and they used to annoy me. And then the American League just kept at it and at it and at it. And so this is the first time, I think, what, in 11 years? That the National League has won 3-2, and nobody's won the lottery. So go buy your lottery ticket and take your chances along with 300 million other people who want to get a handle on both. The jackpots are pretty good sized. All right, let's see who
this
hit
was. By the way, an end to a 9-year losing streak.
9 years,
I
thought it was
or nine game. I should say 9-game because 1 year they yeah. didn't play because of COVID.
They didn't play COVID. Yeah, exactly. A lot of us didn't do a lot of things because of COVID that we probably should have done. Is there anything new on this Senator Tommy Tuberville blocking the military nominations from moving forward because the Marine Corps is without a confirmed leader, and that has annoyed a lot of people? And
you know,
people.
Just that he was, I don't know what goes on with some people. He went on CNN and got eaten up the other day. And I don't know why they do that. Look,
I can't imagine somebody on the Republican Party getting sabotaged on the CNN network. How in the world could that have happened?
I don't even know why sometimes these Republican senators take the interview. I think sometimes they get falsely arrogant, thinking that they can outplay the young girl.
The other side of it is, why is he doing what he's doing? He's sort of laid himself open.
Well, it's not just him. Okay, so there's a couple of issues going on. So the one issue that we talked about is that the Marines have there was an appointment. So the head of the Marines is leaving. He was supposed to hand the reins over to basically the number two guy. The number two guy is the one that's been appointed by Biden to take over that role. Mm-hmm. But he needs a Senate confirmation. And Tuberville, along with some other conservatives, have said they're not moving because of the Pentagon's policies in the wake of the Dobbs decision, which says that if there is a female member of the Marines who gets pregnant and wants to have an abortion and abortions are not available in their state, that the Marines will actually pay for them to travel to go get an abortion. And so a lot of people take issue with the fact that taxpayer dollars are going to be funding abortions. And that's been a long time issue for people. So that's one issue.
Why do taxpayer dollars fund abortions, by the way?
Just say that again.
Why do taxpayer dollars under any circumstance?
That's always been the big argument about Planned Parenthood, not about, you know, everybody loves to say, well, conservatives just hate Planned Parenthood. No, they don't like the fact that public dollars go running into Planned Parenthood to provide abortions. And so there have been many caveats saying we'll fund Planned Parenthood clinics, but none of that can go to fund abortions.
That's what happened. I remember knowing somebody very well when I worked in Cincinnati, or in the Planned Parenthood thing. There, she said, "We don't use federal money for that. We use federal money for a lot of other health-related issues with women, but we don't use it for abortions."
So this has been like an issue all the way for a long time. It's not something new.
But it's not an issue. That's not true that they do that. So anyway, but that they use federal money to pay for abortions.
I know, that's why I'm saying they built it, but that's because lawmakers have built in caveats to say that the federal funding cannot go to abortions. It's not just Planned Parenthood saying, we will not do this because they're virtuous. It's the government that says, we'll give you this money, but you can use it for other things, not for abortions. Mm-hmm. So the point is that was one issue. So now Tommy Tuberville goes on to CNN yesterday, and apparently he had said something about the term white nationalist. And he said he got all turned around by Caitlin Collins, who's doing the show now on CNN. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, well, she's pushing him into saying, are white nationalists racist?
This isn't news racist? Either. This is advocacy, you know, journalism. It's not news.
He's beaten into this pulp where he looks like a dope because
he kind of does look like a dope.
White nationalists are racist, but it has nothing to do with the abortion issue. It's about what he said about white nationalists. So it's just, I don't know. There's a lot going on.
He is kind of a dope, and then people say,
I think he just was dumb for going on CNN and letting this woman batter him.
I'm not listening. He doesn't sound like a Rhodes Scholar to me. But the other side of it is you don't have to be. If you run for the Senate and you win, you're the winner. Hello, winner,
yeah,
winner.
I don't know how many
chicken
qualify
dinner.
For that category.
Uh-huh.
Washington.
So he, by the way, I think he was a college football coach.
He was, yes.
In Alabama, right?
Very, very popular.
Into the Senate.
In Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
Was it Tennessee? Okay. All right, so that's the latest on that fiasco. The bottom line is nothing much has changed there. Here's something that has changed in the last 24 hours. Leslie Van Houten has been released from prison. She was there for 53 years because she killed how many people when she was with Charles Manson?
Well, it was a couple, and she actually was the one that was holding them down while they were killed.
Right.
But she was part of the Charles Manson cult, and so she has tried for parole a multitude of times. I mean, lots of times.
Yep.
In California, and governor after governor, Governor Brown, Governor Newsom, they've all said no, and they've fought it. And one of the things that Newsom was doing this time around is he was fighting it back and forth in court to keep her in prison. And then for some reason, over the weekend, he just dropped it, and he decided not to contest it anymore.
What's your vote?
She's getting out of prison.
She can't vote, though. Right? Can people?
Are saying this could hurt him, though, from a presidential standpoint. But I don't understand. I'm really confused as to why he gave up the fight on this one. Because he would have won, according to a lot of legal experts. They say that had he pressed it, he would have won. But
all right. So you remember Willie Horton?
Death of a Salesman.
Many people. No, that was
Horton's
really...
restaurant.
No. Willie Horton was convicted. Yeah, really. Willie Horton was a convicted murderer. He was sentenced to life in prison. And when Michael Dukakis was the governor of Massachusetts, he let this guy out of jail. He did just what Newsom. Although he didn't fight it the first time around, this guy looked for parole. The governor signed off on it. And he got out, and the next day he murdered somebody. So that was one of the main reasons that Dukakis never became president, because the Bush people got all of this. He was running against Daddy Bush. And because of this, it became the battle cry. Remember Willie Horton. So maybe that'll affect Newsom the same way. Remember Leslie Van Houten, 18 after the hour.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010. I am money. Cha-ching. Beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we are, 23 after the hour. Ba 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 ba. Am I too soon on that? Wait a minute, hold on. Wait for it. There it is. Okay. Thank you. I'll be doing it again tomorrow, same time, same station.
I'm sure. That's your watch, Byron.
That's it. Okay, so Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here with the latest on Taylor Swift. And what's going on with the Swifties? You know, we think here in America we're the only ones who are Swifties. But there are Swifties apparently all over the world, and there's some pretty PO'd Swifties over in France. And it's not because she doesn't sing her songs in French. We'll find out what the scoop is here right after an important announcement.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-D, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-D in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so everybody's enemy. This is one of those international things. Everybody dislikes Ticketmaster. Doesn't make any difference how old you are, what the color of your skin is. It's an international uniter.
Yeah, it does.
Ticketmaster.
It joins the masses together,
yeah,
yes.
Right, exactly. Brings them together. So now Ticketmaster has halted sales for Taylor Swift's era. Say that again, Doug. Taylor Swift's Eras tour. Mm-hmm. In Paris and Lyon. So they don't know. It wasn't apparently her idea. But she was told that the sales had been put on hold. All the codes that are already used, or I don't know. There's something about tickets being hacked, it seems like. So they didn't want to make a mess out of things, but they usually do. Ticketmaster is probably the worst one of these. It's like dealing with Verizon. Right? You can't really deal with them. And so how they have gotten as big as they have, I try two or three times a year to buy tickets to go see a concert or do something on Ticketmaster. Never, never, never have I been successful in doing that. So anyway, I don't quite understand. There was a lot of discussion of frustration because the fans couldn't get the ticket machine somehow or other messed up, and they were told there'd be a new on sale time, and so apparently that hasn't happened. And Ticketmaster tweeted out that ticket sales had been postponed. Fans would be notified when a new date and time is set. She's supposed to be and Leon, I don't know. This is the kind of thing that drives people nuts. And I only bring it up because there are so many people who so dislike Ticketmaster, and it's usually around singing. It's usually a singer, a performer, who has this this problem with them. Why do they? Why does Taylor Swift need Ticketmaster? Why can't she have set up her own? Why do these people need ticket? Why don't they just set up their own deal? They don't have to pay the, what do you have to pay, 12% or something to Ticketmaster? So if you buy a $100 ticket,
something like that.
Yeah. Why in the world would you do that?
I don't know.
So you'll never, there's nothing about Ticketmaster that should win anybody's approval. And again, I say it's kind of like Verizon, the same thing, dealing with a monopoly. Never good. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you and your pets. First of all, prevention. As far as prevention goes, I have found that fleas are much less likely to attack a pet who's in good health and has a healthy coat. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin. It's easier for them to burrow and get to the blood. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may also help, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's White Towel test. Take your pet, roll them around in a white towel. You'll see brown specks. If you put them on a wet paper towel and they turn red, well, that just tells you it's flea poop and you have a problem. If you're going to be using some of the products on the market, always follow the manufacturer's label directions and never mix products. For example, it says for cats, don't use on dogs and vice versa. Treat the environment and your pet at the same time. Speak with your veterinarian about some of the new items on the market. And yes, it's possible to have a flea-free summer with your best friends. I'm Warren X.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky this morning on the second and final day of the NATO summit, taking place in Lithuania. Zelensky arrived in the capital city on Tuesday after criticizing NATO leaders for failing to deliver a clear timeline for inviting Ukraine to join the NATO alliance.
I think the invitation to NATO, when security measures will allow, the sword will speak today and fight for this, its security guarantees for Ukraine on the way to NATO.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby explains why NATO is off the table for now.
There's some reforms, good governance, rule of law, political reforms that Ukraine still needs to work on. And we understand that it's pretty hard to work on some of those reforms when you're at war. And, of course, they are at war right now. So NATO membership in the immediate future isn't likely because that would put NATO at war with Russia.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Strawberries, cherries, and the angels kiss in spring.
All right, here's the expert on wine. Jennifer Horn is a schmollier, who, what, huh?
It's a sommelier.
Sommelier. What is that? Let's see, Nancy Sinatra? And who else is in there? Lee Hazelwood, is that right? Crank that up a little bit. Let me hear. I think that's who it is. Summer. It's called Ooh, Summer Wine. Summer wine. All right, you got it now, Jennifer? You'll have to look this up. You get it? Summer wine. You get that? That's what it's called, the summer wine.
Be sure to add it right to my playlist.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's not a bad moldy, oldy, goody, goldy from my rusty rack of wrinkled records. And therefore, we are here. My horoscope today says I need to be as tactful as possible.
Good luck.
So... Excuse me. Thank you. That's not very nice, after all. So, those of you who are silly enough, speaking of tactful, to buy Powerball tickets, you're probably trying to develop a sense of why did I do this, but it's okay because everybody has lottery fever Come on, admit it. You bought Powerball tickets yesterday. And multinational, what is a multinational? Good day. Mega Millions is pretty high up on the poll as well. So how do you, I think most people have a theory when it comes to how to win the lottery. So, Jennifer, what's yours? What's your
theory? Not by Powerball tickets, but thank you for reminding me. Maybe I will. I usually just go with the quick picks.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't really have, like, a method. You know,
is there a study that's been done as to how many winners are quick pickers or how many play the same number over and over and over and over and over again?
And I've seen various studies, and some of them say it's people who do quick picks, and others are the ones that play the same numbers over and over and over again. So I really think it depends on what you're looking at, and, gosh, there's such a small odd, but I guess the bottom line is you have to play to win. That's my only advice. If you want to win, you got to buy the ticket.
Okay.
Unless you lose, and then if you don't buy the ticket, then you've won because you didn't spend the money.
Right. All right, so if you won the lottery, the question always comes up, who would you share the money? Why would you give money to this person? I always think about it in terms of who I could help, the organizations, my family, people
too.
Like you, Jennifer.
I would think about that. Yeah,
I'd give you million bucks like that, just like that. I'd
just like this?
Million bucks goes to Jennifer. I might even give some to James.
I love that. All right, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
We win the lottery, $1 million to you. You win the lottery, $1 million to me.
It's a deal. And everybody heard it. We have 3 million listeners a week. They're not all listening right now. But there may be 300,000, 400,000 people listening, 500,000 right now. So you just heard Jennifer and me make a blood bond. If either of us wins the lottery, the other person gets $1 million. Right?
How often do you play the lottery?
Are you asking me? Or are you asking that in general?
No, for you.
When I have, the spirit moves me, I don't think about it. When I go into, usually if I'm traveling, like last weekend.
That's right.
I was up in Vermont and New York and bought tickets there because.
You stop for a pit stop and then you go into some like junky little store and you're like.
Yep, that's exactly. Perfect. Yep, that's exactly the scenario. Yes. So, the people that you would give or the organization you would help on one side of the ledger, who would you not share the money with? Who wouldn't you, it might be that somebody says, well, you know, you probably give it to your father or your mother or your uncle.
I don't know if there'd be like a hard and fast rule of like a list of people who I would help and who I wouldn't. But what I wouldn't like is if people found out and then they started asking. What I would like to do is to be able to gift the people that I love, especially those people who might be in need at the time. I'd love to gift those people rather than have people go, could I have some money? Because that's what happens. So people win the lottery. All of a sudden, your long-lost cousin from Nebraska works their way.
Hey, how are you, Fred? Nice to see you. I need a couple of mil. What do you say? Yeah, okay. So here's something even better. Think about this. You are in love with somebody, your significant other, your spouse, your wife, husband, whomever it is.
Your secretary.
Okay. Yeah, that's more likely. So if you were guaranteed to win the whole amount of the lottery, but you had to ditch your partner, what would your choice be?
What a terrible thing. Why would that be the choice?
Listen, I'm just asking. I'm curious.
Either I've told this to you or my dad has told this to you in our life together.
Yes.
But my cousin Wally, who has now since departed, he was a judge.
Yes, I remember your cousin Wally.
Yeah, he was a judge in the L.A. County Superior Court. Mm-hmm. And he was a family and child, whatever the family judge.
Yeah.
And so he would settle divorces. And he had family court. And he had one of the most interesting cases, and you might remember it because it got national attention when it happened. But this woman, man and woman, were married. They were getting a divorce. The divorce started to turn pretty brutal.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, the man finds out that the woman had bought a lottery ticket and won the lottery. While they were married, but didn't disclose it to him. And at that point, that's when she really started to pursue the divorce. And so my cousin had to make the decision about whether she, and he found out, finally he got wise to it. So the husband takes it to court, and my cousin had to figure out whether or not that woman got to keep all of her money or she had to split it with him.
And?
What do you think he decided? What would you have decided?
Well, if they were married. It becomes spousal assets like everything else. In California, you split 50-50.
Got it. And so because she lied, she actually ended up, ended up getting penalized, too, because she lied in the
high
court. But she lost even more than she would have. But, yeah, she had to split it with them, and it became a really big deal.
The only time that my ex-wife and I really ever fought about anything, she was into this. We got married way too young, and we got divorced. By the time we were 30, we were divorced. And the whole thing was based on being naive and silly and not very smart about some things that we should have been smarter about, mostly me. So anyway, we go to a lawyer who's a friend of both of ours, and he says, okay, I'll do the divorce stuff. Let's just make it the usual stuff, the 50-50 Massachusetts, and I'll charge you $385 to do it.
Great.
So I thought, okay, that makes sense. And Tony and I were friends. We weren't fighting. It was nothing. So we said, yep, to it, and we were going to get it done. And then Tony had dinner with some of her friends, all of whom were divorced. And so this was a club, apparently, as I remember back how many years
ago.
Turned
into one, that's for 50, sure.
50 years ago, almost. So she decides, after talking to these women, because we had...
to the cleaners.
Yeah, exactly. He's hiding money. He has to... All men hide money. You can't trust them. He's got to somehow... Look at that house he's building. And I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I always could figure out how to finance stuff if I really needed to. So she said, I don't like that idea. I'm going to get a lawyer to represent myself, and you get one to represent you. And so she did. She went to Crane and Inker, which is the biggest divorce firm in Boston, most expensive.
Crane and Inker.
Crane and Inker. Yep. And so we had a fight, and I had to pay, I think, $6,000 to a guy who was another Crane and Inker type. I wasn't hiding the thing.
Money?
Couldn't find, no. So it ended up costing both of us, by the time she was done with her lawyer and I was done with mine, I think it was $14,000 that was less available to split in terms of assets. So we put another mortgage out there. I may have borrowed the money from my father, I can't remember. But I know that I was obligated, and I ended up paying the whole $14,000. So that was a bone of contention, and really the only thing that we ever fought about. But it happens, and so I'm sure the ruling that we were just talking about was one of many that came down, because that is what happens. People are silly enough to think that they can get away with it, and most of the time they can't. Sometimes I suppose people get away with it. Depends on
where
you
are. You have to go to Rich McFadden's law firm, our old friend. Do we screw him and how? Right?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, here's a way not to get screwed. Two free nights in Las Vegas. Call 800-419-DOUG. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel. They have decided to work with me and with you, more importantly, so all of you can enjoy a two-night stay in Las Vegas. One of the first 10 callers right now, be first on the list for this half hour, 800-419-DOUG. It's all you have to do. I don't spend a lot of time talking about this because there's not much to it. It's a phone number and it's a chance to win two free nights in Vegas. That's it. What else you want? Yeah. You want us to send you some money? Wait a minute. We'll play the lottery.
Yeah,
this is,
I like
suppose,
that.
Right? So we'll win the lottery, and then all these folks can go to Las Vegas, and we'll split the money with the people going to Las Vegas. I haven't won the lottery yet, so you can't come back to me and say, where's my money? But I can arrange for you to call 800-419-DOUG and get two free nights in Las Vegas. So check it out now. Operators, as they say, are standing by. 800-419-3684. And that's the story. This is, the lottery spends a lot of money advertising. I don't know why we should have them get them here. Right? Why not? We're talking about this lady, Leslie Van Houten, being paroled after 53 years. She was one of the murderous tribe, the Manson Bunch. The family, obviously, of the people who were killed didn't like the idea that she'd get out. But at any rate, it's you wonder what happens. She'll be interviewed She was watching News Nation last night. Ashley Bancroft is one of my favorites, and she's right on it when it comes to being able to ask the right questions and get a good responsive answer.
Do you think they're really fair over there?
I do, yes. Okay. Yep, right. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because they've got Chris Cuomo and others, and I just am curious what you thought.
Yeah. No, I think Cuomo learned his lesson, actually. I think he did learn his lesson. And I think he took a pay cut, probably gets about half now as what he did at CNN. So that's a good way to learn a lesson as well. The suspect in a string of murders in Chicago, 1982, the resulted from Tylenol being laced with cyanide. Remember that?
What?
You probably don't remember that.
No.
All right, so I remember this very well. Seven people died when Tylenol was laced with cyanide. The prime suspect, who was never charged, he never went to jail, but everybody knew James Lewis did it.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, he died. And so the people in the families were very happy about the fact that he died. The people who died, the seven people between the ages of 12 and 35. And you wonder what motivates, what sort of nutbird would go into a drugstore, take a needle, and stick it through the cap and put cyanide in it just for the fun of it.
I remember when that was like a thing to like put stuff in the shelves. That's what I remember vaguely.
Right. Yep. He was never charged. He was arrested in New York for sending a ransom letter to Tylenol demanding $1 million to stop the killing. That's how they figured out it was he did it. It's 48 after the hour.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with the Food, Farm, and Family Report for today, which is July the 12th. I don't know that I have mentioned much. It's Wednesday, and we're going to celebrate National Pecan Pie Day today, among other things. I'm not sure how Pecan Pie Day started, but there's some unknown person out there that we can probably give a pat on the back to. Pecan pie has a southern history. Probably most people know that. Some believe pecan pie started in New Orleans by the French back in the 1700s. Others believe the pie got started in Alabama. I guess it really, who gives a you-know-what where it came from. It was a staple during the Civil War. That's kind of an interesting thing. The nut is derived from a French tree called a pacane, P-A-C-A-N-E. Okay, so you can get that. The first printed pecan pie recipe surfaced right after the Civil War in Harper's Bazaar. Good heavens, that was around then. And then, the early part of the 1900s, Cairo corn syrup was invented, and yet another claim to the discovery of the pecan pie. That's what we say in New England, pecan. It's pecans down south. So pecan pie, the claim is that the Cairo corn syrup helped raise the popularity of pecan pie when they started adding it. Cairo corn syrup was, I don't think it's around anymore, frankly. But it was around a lot. James, did you ever hear of Cairo corn syrup? You ever seen it in the supermarket?
Yeah, it's still around? Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Very sweet, sticky, it's kind of messy, but it really does add to the flavor of the pecans, and that's why a lot of people used it in the pie. And probably the best time of year to sample some pecan pie is Thanksgiving, right? There's pumpkin pie, there's pecan pie, there's apple pie at Thanksgiving. Most people have it then. Not many other people have it. But apparently the first pecan pie, it goes back to 8,000 B.C. I don't know how they found that out. Maybe they found it with one of those loaves of bread that we, what do we call that stuff that we have at Christmas time? The bread that nobody likes that they keep giving around. Anyway, so you know what I'm talking about. A cookbook favorite since the 1940s. This is one of the most regular things that you'll find in a cookbook. So, Pecan Pie Day, we celebrate. Also, the Food Farm Family portion of the program focuses each day on something being recalled. This is interesting. Coca-Cola has recalled a lot of hundreds and hundreds of cases of Coca-Cola Ultimate because the product is not labeled correctly. It's labeled as Coca-Cola Ultimate Zero. So if you are a person that has underlying conditions, and that includes not wanting to have much sugar in your system, you probably better be careful about buying Coca-Cola Ultimate because it's mislabeled. And much of this, headquarters for Coca-Cola down in Georgia, that's where the announcement came from. But the lot says best used by September 25th, 2023. I would say if I were you, I don't buy this stuff. I don't drink this kind of beverage. But if you're a Coke drinker and you got any reservations at all, if you're drinking Zero or Ultimate or whatever it is, you bring it back, even if you bought a can. Why would you want to put yourself in a position of getting into trouble or having a problem because they gave you, they're selling you the wrong stuff? They should be made to pay. They made the mistake. Bring it back. Get your money back. And get some time also. That is, I always say $20-$30 for your time, maybe more, whenever you know. But don't just go in there and say, can I have my money back? Because that's what they hope. All right, Tyson Foods in the spotlight. This is factory farming at its worst. They are the largest chicken producer, purveyor, and seller in the country. They are going to remove the, quote, no antibiotics ever label from their chicken products. The Wall Street Journal has done an expose, and the development here states that Tyson will remove the label from their fresh, their frozen, and ready-to-eat chicken products. If you go back about 6 years, they said that they would eliminate all antibiotics in their chicken products. And so other chicken producers did the same thing. However, researchers have found that there are antibiotics in their chicken. And so that means that Tyson ought to be avoided, I guess, as much as anything else. If you're trying to avoid antibiotics, avoid Tyson. 59 after here on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.